Hi, I'm Renee Summerauer, digital news anchor here at 7 at 7. Watch our streaming nonstop newscast immediately with your mobile phone. 7 at 7 is the new way for you to get every bit of local news you need in just 7 minutes. Breaking news, local neighborhood news, weather, and sports are just a click away. Reporters bring you all of what's happening in the Valley. From Roku, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, YouTube, and more. Get every bit of local news you need from the RJ and LVRJ.com.
Hey, did you see that game last weekend? It was crazy.
Actually, we were there.
Wait, like in person? How'd you swing that?
Allegiant had a super affordable nonstop flight out there. And with how low the airfare was, buying tickets to the game was a no-brainer.
Hold my beer. I'm going to Allegiant.com right now.
Allegiant, the official airline of the Las Vegas Raiders. Experience the game you love at Allegiant Stadium. Visit Allegiant.com/Raiders to book your flight, game tickets, and hotel all in one place.
Welcome to the Raiders Press Pass, your credential to all things silver and black.
Thanks for sticking with us. I know it's Friday night. We'll make this quick and painless. All right.
Tom, I was curious your evaluation on Jackson Powers-Johnson and where you feel like he's going to fit in on your offense.
Yeah, we see him fitting in at guard. He's played guard. He's played center. But we see him as a guard for us. You know, another young kid, 21 years old. So still a lot of growth in his game. But he's big. He's tough. He plays a Raider style of football. But he's also a pretty good athlete to go along with that. So love his versatility. Love his energy and enthusiasm as a player, and get him in the mix.
Basically, the same question for DJ Glaze about where he fits in.
Yeah, it's funny. A lot of the same answers. Another young guy, 21 years old, but a lot of versatility. We see him as a tackle right now. He's played both left and right. Probably see him more on the right side of tackle right now. He's got some possible guard in the future maybe, but the flexibility is really nice for all these guys. And you're dressing 8 offensive linemen. The more they can do, the better, because we know there's going to be injuries during the year. But we see him more as a right tackle. Big frame, long arms, really productive college player. I mean, he blocked the guy in front of him very consistently. Keep it real general, real easy. Guy over him, run game, pass game, blocked his man. So balanced body control, some strength. And, again, we think there's a lot of, future upside with him, too.
17 offensive tackles taken so far in the first 100 picks. Did you sort of get a feeling like that's where it was going to go with the offensive tackles?
They're so hard to find. And typically, you're drafting them high. There aren't very many people that have that type of size and, football intelligence and work ethic and feet. They're just very, really hard to find across the league. So, you need 3 really starting quality offensive linemen. I'm sorry, offensive tackles. Easier said than done, but you really need that third guy to be able to go back and forth. It's, you can tell across the league that's kind of where they're going.
Tom, I was told that Delmar really popped at the Senior Bowl, that he against that competition, that was where people thought he maybe took a step. Did he grow, in your opinion, at the Senior Bowl, or just getting to see him?
Yeah, I mean, the Senior Bowl always helps. Same with Jackson. It was nice that they put him at guard a little bit at the Senior Bowl, even though he had played it at Oregon. But with DJ, the great thing about the Senior Bowl is you're practicing every day against somebody who's an NFL player. A regular college game, no matter what conference, the player you're playing against, the next year he may be an accountant somewhere. Maybe a great college player, but maybe not a pro prospect. You're in the Senior Bowl. They're all pro prospects. They're all going to be playing in the league. So if you do well there, like DJ did, yeah, it certainly helps them. But his college tape was really good, too. So it's really more of a confirmation of what we think he can do at this level. We're projecting all these guys from Brock all the way down. These guys were really good college players. We're projecting them to be good pro players. But the Senior Bowl is always a great evaluation tool for us.
You're a strategist and discipline, so I'm curious, with all 3 of your picks being 21, I'm assuming that's not a coincidence. What do you like about getting younger players?
It's not a coincidence, but it's also not like we wouldn't remove players if they were 22, 23, and even nowadays because of COVID, 24. At the college level, if you're a younger player, you're playing against older guys sometimes. And if you could hold your own against those guys, when you get to this league, this is the big boy league. But you just hope there's more growth there. I mean, that's just kind of normal. You hope there's more growth there. They have to put in the work ethic, and we have the coaches here to kind of develop and teach them. But, you know, it's a journey for these guys. Hopefully they're going to have long careers. But, yeah, it's nice that we, you know, these three guys can kind of grow together.
How important was it to Andre James, though? He was still the center.
You know, I just think, you know, the more clarity you can give players, the better. And, you know, I've always been kind of sensitive to, you know, everybody we're drafting coming in here, there's already somebody here. They're coming in to compete for somebody's job. So, you know, it's always a kind of a stressful weekend, I think, for everybody. Stressful for the draft picks. They're going to a new team. They can go in and compete and win a job. And the players that are here, they got more competition coming in. So so I just wanted to make sure I know, yeah, I just wanted to give, you know, if you can give someone clarity when you can, you try and do it. So,
does it feel more and more like it's going to be Gardner against Aiden? No quarterbacks went tonight. I don't know what your plans are for the future, but is that kind of in going into camp your kind of assessment?
As I sit here right now, that's it. Yeah.
Tom, both you and Antonio Pierce, you know, shortly after you got hired, said you wanted to build this team through the trenches, and it seemed like you really leaned into that today with your two picks in offensive line. Was this sort of an intentional effort to address that position group in the draft?
Yeah, it was, and free agency too. We just kind of felt, as we build this football team out, it really has to start on both sides of the ball, offense and defensive line. That was my thought when I originally arrived here. AP had the same thought, which is perfect, same vision. You know, we've got some work to do. We know that, you know, but this is not like a total rebuild, but we do feel like, you know, it really has to start offensive line, defensive line, fully knowing even on the offensive line, it's not really you really can't do it all in 1 year. But there are already some pieces in place here, which is great to know. We re-signed Andre James. You dropped a couple players, get some more depth in here, which we really need, as much depth as possible. But yeah, it was intentional.
Tom, how important is versatility in these players when it comes to your equation of best player available?
Really, really important. Certainly on the offensive line, it really is important. It's really difficult if you're not a starter. So if you're, you know, 6, 7, or 8, or even 9, in the offensive line room, if you can only play one position, it's just really hard to get you dressed on Sundays. You know, guards have to be able to play tackle or center. Tackle that, be able to play guard. So it just helps your flexibility in playing. As we all know, like the group you start with, you know, injuries are going to happen, and you guys are going to have to be able to move different spots. So the versatility is really important. And then even, you know, even with Brock Bowers, that's a huge part of this. That you know, you guys have seen him. So he can play some tight end. He can move him out as a big slot. Even put him as a wing. Put him in the backfield if you want to. So. That's kind of where the league is right now with some of these guys. But the more versatility, the better. It's harder to prepare for that, so for the opponent.
As we transition into day three, I know all of these guys have a development aspect to them, first round, second round, third round. But as we get into this stage of the draft, are there any traits that you sort of focus on in this part of the draft, transferable traits?
On day three?
Yeah.
You know, you're still looking for some traits that you think could be a potential starter down the road. Fully knowing that, you know, most of these guys aren't going to walk into a starting job. And I think I said, you know, last week, you know, it's like 30% of these rookies will actually play a significant amount of snaps a rookie year. So the thought that you're filling needs, you know, really on day two and day three, it's, you know, may look good on paper, but it's not reality. So and day three, you know, as far as the character intangible part, that's the same as every other round. But, yeah, we are looking for some traits that we think, hey, he'll have a role short term, but we think he may have a couple of traits that could lead to be a starter down the road.
Going back to the quarterback thing, what have you seen so far from Aiden and Gardner this offseason that gives you excitement about the training camp battle?
I'm going to be honest. We haven't done anything. They've been, you know, lifting and running, and, you know, I've been getting ready for the draft, so I just haven't seen enough other than them interacting with their teammates and them interacting with each other, which has been really positive. But as far as, like, you know, actual on-field stuff, I just haven't seen anything yet. But we'll get that, you know, real. That's why I can't wait to get through this day three and get the team here, get all the players here, and start getting on the grass and getting a better feel for everybody. So,
Tom, yesterday you talked about taking the best player available on the board. How did you feel about getting Jackson Powers Johnson where you did at the second round, 44th pick?
Yeah, really happy. And, that was one where, you know, we felt like the best talent there lined up with we wanted to add to the offensive line. So that was the perfect combination. Doesn't always work like that. you know, we can't manufacture players. So if you do have a specific need you'd love to fill, but if there's nobody there on your board that kind of fits it, you just can't go reaching around and manufacture somebody. And, you know, there's, everybody's boards are a little different. You know, there's no one big consensus board. If there was, I'd love to hear this, the GM of the consensus board. I mean, I can't, it's like the Brock Bowers of the world, you can get some consensus. But after that, I mean, you put football people in a room, there's no way everyone's going to see someone the same way. It just doesn't work like that. Just like with my three kids, there's no way I can get consensus with those three. So it's no different. But since we all see it differently, you got to work it. But it was really nice with Jackson that, hey, look, we'd love to add to the offensive line if we could. And that, you know, he was a high level player for us. And we got lucky that we kind of, the second round was a frenzy. There was, I mean, a lot of trade action, a lot of work. Third round was much more quiet, but, you know, we got lucky in the second to get where we were.
Early in coaches' careers, like AP's a defensive coach, sometimes they think that much, but watching him, we see video and all that, he's celebrating these offensive picks. I'm just curious, is that a maturity maybe that you wouldn't have expected in a first-year coach?
It's just great to see. I mean, he's the head coach. You know, he's coached the whole team. But it's a great trait to see. We know we have to put the whole team together. You know, we added a couple in, you know, in free agency and on defense, certainly with Christian Wilkins, but then re-signing some of our own players. But just trying to balance a roster the best you can. You know, trying to – your allocation of resources are important, trying to use them in the right spots. And he's got a great feel for that.
I know you talked about Brock last night, but having him in the building today and meeting his family, that sort of thing, what was it like to have him around?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I wish we'd get him on the practice field right now. He can't come back until rookie minicamp. But, it's nice to see him. He brought his parents with him. Everyone got a chance to spend some time with him. I'm assuming you guys did too. So, I can't wait to get going with him. He's all football, so we can't wait to get him out here.
Tom, just briefly meeting the guys today, it sounds like they have great character. How much of the character, the demeanor, plays a factor in this draft?
It's a big part of it. This is a very difficult game to play. There's a lot of adversity, both personal adversity and team adversity, and you got to be able to handle that at a high level. And, you know, sometimes there's talented players that just can't handle that, and we need to get guys that we can count on and have a drive and desire to be great. Because if you're just talented, but you don't have that drive and desire, you're just going to probably plateau out as a player. So that's we're trying to find in everybody we sign or draft. You know, and sometimes we're right, and sometimes we miss on it. But those traits are important to us because there's just so much work that goes into being a professional football player. That's more than just going out on game day and playing. So these three players, we think they have those traits.
Thanks for listening to the Raiders Press Pass. For all things silver and black, download the Raiders app and visit Raiders.com.
The Las Vegas Raiders have partnered with the global lifestyle app True Connect to give the gift of wellness. Transform your mind, body, and soul through thousands of hours of premium fitness content, guided meditations, progress tracking, and more. Visit tcfree.fit to redeem one free year of True Connect exclusively for Raider Nation.